Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news, brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute? Resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best discuss WikiLeaks reports on CIA cyber hacking, which, if true, show that the CIA can use personal technology devices to eavesdrop on users. They speak to Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, and William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University College of Law.
Stephen, a blogger, Nicholas Weaver, a security researcher at the International Computer Science Institute in Berkeley, said the story here isn't that the CIA hacks people. Of course they do. Taxpayers would be right to be annoyed if that weren't the case. Do you agree with that?
I do. I mean, I think, June, part of the real story here is, as Bill suggests, the remarkable fact that WikiLeaks was able to get its hands on, if these are all accurate, over 8,000 documents. This is just the first of what's promised to be 6 or 7 different disclosures. But, June, also, I think it's not a surprise that the CIA has the ability to do this. I think the surprise is, if this holds up, if these are really authentic, just how widespread and comprehensive the CIA's toolkit is, and basically just how able the CIA is to defeat, or if not defeat, at least bypass, just about all of the security measures that many of us have even started to take for granted on our phones, on our computers, on our televisions, in our cars. If they're really this easy to defeat by the CIA, it makes you wonder, you know, who else could manipulate those capabilities for mischief.
Well, Bill, what is the danger here in terms of what other entities, other countries, other hackers might be able to do with the information that WikiLeaks has put out?
Well, it's a real danger. That's a good question. I mean, the CIA needs to share what it's known about these vulnerabilities with the companies that are impacted, you know, the Apples and the other companies that make the devices that we all use. Need to do whole bunches of patches here as quickly as they can, which will just lead to the next generation of vulnerabilities, of course. This is sort of a cat and mouse game. The offense has always been ahead of the defense in this world, as this example illustrates. And now that there'll be a period where we'll have to be playing catch up. CIA has lost a tremendous amount of their capabilities here, and they're going to have to rebuild those as well. Apart from working hard to shore up their operational security.
And that is William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University College of Law, and Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, speaking to Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, shareholders are suing Yahoo and Verizon over a massive data breach. The suit claims that senior executives at Yahoo knew about the hack attack in 2014, but didn't disclose it until last September. That was 2 months after Yahoo's proposed acquisition by Verizon. After Yahoo announced the breach, the two companies negotiated a $350 million reduction in its purchase price. No response to the lawsuit yet from either company.
It's being called South Korea's trial of the century. Samsung Vice Chairman J.Y. Lee went on trial in Seoul today. Prosecutors will try to prove the billionaire conspired to pay millions to a confidant of South Korea's president to secure control of the world's largest smartphone maker. Lee has denied any wrongdoing.
That's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.